KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Recapping some of the area high school baseball scores from Saturday in baseball action, it was Bishop Elon Catholic Sioux City over Lamar's 8-1, Boone downing Lewis Central 4-2, Johnston beat Lewis Central in six innings 10-0, it was Van Meter over Coon Rapids Bayard 8-1, Scouncil Bluffs St. Albert over Lawton Bronson 14-4, and St. Albert over Logan Magnolia 13-3. In softball action Saturday, it was Atlantic defeating Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton 13-0, Mount Air was a 14-3 winner over Trainer. In the Red Oak tournament, Red Oak defeated Riverside in the semifinals 8-3 and won the championship over Shenandoah 10-5. At the winner's set tournament, it was Harlan beating Nottoway Valley 18-0. In softball, I-35 over Sheraton 16-3 and Interstate 35 over Harlan 5-2. In Major League Baseball action, the St. Louis Cardinals used a three-run eighth inning to beat the Pirates 6-4, dropping Pittsburgh five games off the NL Central lead. Pinch hitter Harrison Bader tied it with an RBI single off Felipe Vasquez, who walked Yero Munoz, or Munoz, that is, on four pitches to bring in the go-ahead run. Jed Jerko hit a two-run single, and Matt Carpenter went 2-for-4 to raise his average to .422 since May 16th. Jason Hamill fanned 10 while scattering four hits over 5 1/3 shutout innings of the Royals' 5-3 win at Texas. Salvador Perez and Drew Butera each homered off of Cole Hamels, who allowed five runs on eight hits and three walks in 6 1/3 innings. Kelvin Herrera, pitched a scoreless ninth inning for his 11th save in 12 chances. Javier Baez belted a tie-breaking three-run homer in the fourth inning, and the Cubs received 6 1/3 scoreless innings from their bullpen in an 8-3 win against the Giants. Albert Almora Jr. was 3-for-5 with an RBI double and two runs scored to help Chicago erase an early 3-0 deficit. The Cubs are 4.5 games off the NL Central lead after taking 2 of 3 from San Francisco. The Mariners are within one game of the AL West leading Astros after Ryan Haley doubled home a pair of in the eighth inning to allow Seattle to complete a three-game sweep of the Twins 3-1. Alex Colome earned a save in his first outing for Seattle. Mike Leake allowed one run in eight innings to help the Mariners win for the eighth time in nine games. Also, Jesus Aguilar launched a three-run homer and had four RBIs in the Brewers' third straight win over the Mets 8-7. Milwaukee trailed 6-4 before scoring four times in the seventh, capped by Domingo Santana's two-run double. The Brewers' sixth win in seven games gives them a four-game lead over St. Louis in the NL Central. The New York Yankees are back within one game of first place in the American League East after taking the rubber game of their three-game set with the Angels. Masahiro Tanaka struck out countryman Shohei Ohtani twice while scattering three hits over a season-high six innings in the Yankees' 3-1 victory over the Angels. Tanaka fanned eight overall and blanked the Angels until Andrelton Simmons homered in the sixth inning. The Red Sox were unable to complete a three-game sweep of the Braves, allowing the Yanks to inch closer to the division lead. Fulton Navich, took a no-hit bid into the sixth inning and went seven innings as Atlanta whipped Boston 7-1. The Indians pulled out a 10-9 win over the Astros on rookie Greg Allen's homer in the bottom of the 14th. Cleveland forced extra innings with a five-run ninth and tied the game on Yonder Alonso's leadoff blast in the 13th. Allen, Alonso, and Jose Ramirez drove in runs, two runs apiece for the Indians, who still lead the AL Central by 3.5 games over Detroit. The Tigers were 3-2 winners over the White Sox behind Blaine Hardy, who allowed a run and three hits over seven innings of his third start of the season. Hardy retired his last 14 batters, and Jose Jimenez struck out on the side on 12 pitches in the eighth inning. Dixon Mercado and Nicholas Castellanos hit RBI singles in the fifth to put the Detroit ahead 3-1. Also in baseball action, relievers Vidal Nuno and Austin Pruitt combined to throw 8 2/3 scoreless innings as the Rays rubbed off the Orioles 8-3. Nuno worked out of a bases-loaded two-out jam in the third and gave up three hits and four walks over three scoreless innings. Brad Miller laced a two-run double and a solo homer to finish with three RBIs. Toronto's 5-3 win at Philadelphia prevented the Phillies from stretching their half-game lead over the Braves in the NL East. Devon Travis and Dwight Smith Jr. each hit two-run doubles, and Curtis Granderson added a solo homer that capped the scoring. The Nationals beat the Marlins for the 11th straight time as Bryce Harper hit his NL-leading 16th home run in a 5-2 win at Miami. Harper also lifted a sacrifice fly, and Anthony Rendon went deep to support Stefan Strasburg's 5 shutout innings. Carlos Gonzalez had a season-high 4 hits, including a third-deck homer off of Matt Harvey as the Rockies thumped the Reds 8-2 to move 1.5 games ahead of Arizona for the first place in the NL West. The Diamondbacks lost for the 15th time in 17 games as Matt Chapman's RBI single in the 6th inning broke a 1-1 deadlock in Oakland's 2-1 victory over Arizona. The Diamondbacks' steep slide has turned them into a 500 ball club following a 24-11 start. And rookie Walker Buehler tied a career high with 8 strikeouts in the Dodgers' 8th victory in 10 games, 6-1 over the Padres. Mance Muncy and Cody Bellinger homered in a 4-run 8th inning to back Buehler, who allowed 1 run on 4 hits in 7 innings. In Major League Baseball news, Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw is scheduled to return to the rotation on Thursday at home against the Phillies. The 3-time NL Cy Young Award winner has been on the disabled list for nearly a month with a left biceps tendonitis. Kershaw is 1-4 with a 2.86 ERA this season. Red Sox right fielder Mookie Betts was a late scratch with left side tightness for the game against the Braves. Betts entered the day leading the majors with a .359 average and was tied in homers with the Angels' Mike Trout with 17. Betts also has 37 ribbies. Betts reliever A.J. Ramos has flown back to New York to get his right shoulder checked out by a doctor. Ramos told the club about tightness in the shoulder after the right-hander allowed 3 runs and 3 hits in 2/3 of an inning in a 17-6 loss to the Brewers on Saturday. And the Padres have acquired pitcher Phil Hughes from the Twins for minor league catcher Jenickson Villalobos. Hughes was designated for assignment last Monday after recording a 6.75 ERA in 12 innings over 7 games this season, including 2 starts. A reminder coming up for you at 12:15 this afternoon, we'll have the pregame to the St. Louis Cardinals versus the Milwaukee Brewers game. First pitch slated for 1:10. Sports was brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.